Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
And now a preview of our latest Patreon game, Morkbury. GM'd by Chris Hastings, with Tim Platt and Joe Lepore. To hear the rest of this adventure, join us on patreon.com/rudetalesofmagic.
Today, we are playing Mørkborg by Pelle Nielsen and Johan Nord. The world of the game is an awful, cruel place. Cruel people, cruel nature, cruel magic. Everything that was once good has turned rotten. Reality rewrites itself as even the laws of time betray you when you turn your back. People can't remember the recent past, let alone any older history. The lands you can travel are walled off from three sides by the endless sea, and on the fourth, the massive, ice-caked peaks of the Bergen Crypt. It is a life-locked land, dying with no help from any sort of outside world. We start in the sad but gaudy city of Schleswig, on the edge of the Westland, formerly known as the Western Kingdom. To the south is the endless sea. To the east is the black furred Onde Lake. To the north is the hollow city of Galgenbeck, home of the Cathedral of the Two-Headed Basilisks. To the west is the Valley of the Unfortunate Undead, and beyond it, the Bergen Crypt. Dusty riverbanks cradle a pencil-thin trickle of water that runs under a stone bridge. There we find Theras, clawing up heaps of clay that drain the moisture off his fingers, searching for a once abundant fungal growth that now hides further and further underground. Tim, could you tell us about Theras?
Theras is an occult herb master. He is tall, gaunt, with grimy white hair and a bare belly that seems to poke out of his otherwise skinny frame. One of his hands is a hook because of how he lost his hand and needed to replace it with something, and he chose a hook. He has a rat on his shoulder, running around scary and doing his little deeds as he looks for ingredients for his many potions.
You hear a voice from the bridge above you.
Is that an herb master rooting in the dirt?
Yes. I can no longer find the mushroom that lets me create the elixir vitalis. I'm afraid I have one of the last remaining vials of this potion remaining on this awful land.
I don't know what any of that cultist crap means, but I'll tell you what, we haven't seen one of your kind since the turning of the third psalm. But I might have an opportunity for you if you're looking for something you can't find.
Yes, you have opportunity for me to find what we need to heal. Yes, yes, please, I will do something so I can spread the power of vitality and perhaps retain enough coin to get my own little drink of my own potion for my own pleasure. I am motivated by substances according to one of the traits I randomly rolled earlier.
Okay, man. She will be thrilled to meet you.
She?
Yes. The one-eyed woman who rules the thieves.
The thief queen? You want to introduce? I say no. I say no. I do not want nothing from them thieves. For I know what they take. They take. They take. Whatever I get in return, be cursed. As cursed as this land is myself. I say no to the thief. I say no.
You don't have a choice.
And then he holds up a bottle of wine. Oh, you haven't seen wine in 3 weeks, Bennett.
Do you? I notice you cannot. Oh, that's such a big bottle for one man. Do maybe you drop? Oh, did you drop it? Oh no, did you drop it? Maybe you dropped it.
We leave, Teras.
Maybe you drop it. Did you drop it? You can drop it if you want to drop it. Drop it if you want to drop it.
This has been Mercbury. You can hear the rest of this episode by visiting patreon.com/rudetalesofmagic. If you dare.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.